Paul, shortly after you arrived here, you put Mark and Blake together first on, you know, overtime situations. What is it about those two guys that makes them click, and what does it mean to have two guys that push each other like that as part of your leadership core?
It started almost by default, because the first meeting I had with the coaches here was, all right, who's our best left winger for shutting the other team down? It was Andrew Ladd. And then at the time, who's our best center for shutting them down? And that was Brian Little, and we thought Mike Frolik. So we put those three guys together, and then who were our next two best players, and it was Wheeler and Scheif. But Blake has this great, great work ethic. So if you can put a guy like that with a young player, eventually they learn to do it, right? Just to keep up. So and Mark certainly had the speed, and over time Mark's developed his game, his hands have, he's bigger, stronger, faster, but his hands and his hockey IQ are really, so they're kind of, having the two of them that can play against the other team's best but still generate a real good number in offense is important.
As someone who sees him every day, I mean, what makes Blake such a good leader?
The whole everyday part of it, right? He is absolutely driven to maximize his game, how he eats, how he trains, how he mentally prepares. And now you got to, in different ways, but you know, both would spend an awful lot of time in the summer training, right? So fitness is a big deal just to make their game better. And they diet every part of their game. They explore. And it's good to have somebody, a little bit of a trust thing. You know, if you're going to put that much time into your game, you want somebody close to you that you're working with daily to have that same mindset. So those two guys kind of, I'm sure, push each other.
What's it been to have both of your power play units going the way they are? You're not just relying on the one unit to push.
Well, you can have good runs then. It really started kind of the Scheifele unit had kind of dragged a little bit. And Brian's unit got it going, and that kind of, I think there was a little competition there for a while, and now they're, Brian's unit went out second for a long time because we had two defensemen on the unit when Matty Perreault was out. So you'd finish your power play with two defensemen so you wouldn't have to worry about any overage guy coming out of the box. Matty Perreault comes back, makes a big difference in that unit as well. So now we use four and one on both, so it doesn't really matter who goes first.
Did you find out anything else about Kyle Connor? You said he had another appointment today.
Nothing more today, so I don't have the answers yet.
But he'll travel, right?
That's correct, right. Yeah.
What about Steve Mason? Will he be on the trip with your group?
Oh, absolutely. So he's feeling really good. He's going to do the test here the next day or so. And then, but he went hard today for an extended period on the ice. No shots, but positioning, things like that. So he's moving along quite quickly.
Paul, is that the most complete game your team has played this season?
Well, we were pretty solid, like, right through. I thought it was a real powerful long start, right? There was a good 25, 30 minutes there where we were the same. And then the game changes, right? It's not the same kind of game. I still think the LA game, because it was hard fought right to the very end of that game, was a real good game for us. But at 5-0, the bench is coaching itself. You know, I mean, they're talking to each other about what they want to get done. And I like the fact that it really didn't change much. They stayed on it. But, you know, it's a good win. And then we'll absolutely leave this one here. That wasn't Ottawa's best game. I've watched them play now, and they're capable of some better hockey. So it was just a 60-minute two-pointer, and we forget this one as fast as we played it.
Sorry, just back to Blake and Mark for a sec. We talked to both of them after tonight's game, and they both said the other is pushing them.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, is there one player that's pushing a little more or has to follow up a little bit more, or one that's a leader?
The different games, right? Slightly different games. So I think that Blake drives the intensity, the physical intensity, the shift-after-shift ability, and Mark is pushing that kind of skill envelope. And Mark's playing hard. I'm not so careful how you fire it out, you know what, but Mark's abilities to move the puck into holes and to make plays in traffic kind of give Blake a slightly different way to think about where he puts that intensity into what hole he gets into, because they're starting to learn what they're capable of, and it's impressive to watch.